The girl on a tawny mule. Outside the hall where a table was set to honor a knight who was grateful and true, an arrogant knight on horseback shouted taunts, recharging the true ones past disgrace. It had nothing to do with who he was. The slurs cut like glass, and a fight ensued. Sir Arrogance lost and begged for mercy. The victor had never denied it, if asked. But a girl expertly riding a tawny mule at a near gallop cried to the gallant knight that the arrogant one was a treacherous man, the worst, and deserved to die. She asked for the monster's head. She foresaw repaying the knight in time. He took little account of her divination, but her plain words caused him to make the brazen wretch defend himself again. The result was the same. With a clean stroke, the true knight cut off the villain's head. He raised it up to the girl, which made her joyful. She was also true and kept her promise. Much later, the true knight, Lancelot, was ensnared and shut off in a tower by the Lord of the Isle of Glass. An abomination, the royal broke what he touched, a lord of shards. The girl pieced together things she overheard and saw the truth darkly about Lancelot's capture. He was locked away. She didn't know where. She would find him and set him free. It didn't matter that the Lord of Glass was her brother. The girl rode her mule for weeks, wandering by chance and by feel, until she saw a tower rising alone on the coast, Lancelot's prison. She found a way to spring him and bear him on her mule to a safe retreat, where her care brought him back to strength. Lancelot dispatched the Lord of Glass as he had Sir Arrogance. The girl and the knight had an understanding, a feel for what was true within the other, what made sense beyond a quid pro quo. Lancelot believed the girl's prophetic vow. "Sir, what you do right now, later I will do for you." Sam S. Dodd.